The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Celebrate the spring season with a trip to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Relax and unwind at Spa Grand Traverse or make a splash at one of their indoor pools. The indoor water playground is terrific for kids. Grace had an absolute blast the last time she was up inside the indoor water playground up at Grand Traverse Resort. You can prepare for the new golf season with a trip to their year-round golf academy. And, of course, you can start thinking about those rounds at their three top-notch golf courses, the Bear, the Wolverine, and Spruce Run. And, in fact, the Wolverine is now open, so you can golf at the Wolverine up at Grand Traverse Resort. The fun continues inside at the Den, Traverse City's entertainment hub, complete with axe-throwing lanes, bowling, an escape room, and restaurant. Den is fun for all ages, and you can take a piece of Traverse City home with you with a special purchase from their gallery of shops. For more details, whether you're looking for a spring weekend getaway or planning ahead for your summer vacations, visit GrandTraverseResort.com. That is GrandTraverseResort.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider. Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. And the college basketball season only recently came to an end, right? And so that's why when folks reference top 25s now, you know, the week of the national championship game, top 25s for next season, they say they're way too early. They are way too early.
At least they admit it, right? Everybody admits it. They all know it.
They put it in the title. They put it in the title, right? Because you just know there's a lot that can happen. You can see, portal activity can play a huge role. What seniors decide to return can play a huge role, right? And in what winds up happening as far as who the top teams in the country are. But, you know, you got to do it, right? You got to do it way too early, top 25. And I got to start off with, you know, the company that is home to the MichiganInsider.com, 24/7 Sports, and just go over a few at the top of their list. Number one, they have the Zags. Gonzaga, they expect to be right back. You know, Andrew Nimhard, Andrew Timmy leading the way. You know, obviously you're looking at Jalen Suggs and Corey Kispert moving on, but they think that there are going to be some noteworthy additions. Like they expect Chet Holmgren to factor in there. You know, is what's going to happen with Big Chet? Mr. Weintraub, we've been talking about this for a while, and I believe, let me check to be sure. I don't want to, because I'm getting up here in age, Ira. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes I forget. Did I put one in? Did I have a crystal ball in there? And I believe I do have a crystal ball for Chet Holmgren into Gonzaga. And that I do. That I do. I have one in for him with the Zags, Mr. Weintraub, and many expect that he'll be on his way to Gonzaga. They also have Walker Kessler heading out there, and I could see that.
A lot of speculation on that one.
I could certainly see Walker Kessler. He really, really liked Gonzaga a lot. There's precedent for this kind of player that he is succeeding there. But man, I've been hearing a lot of buzz about the SEC. Kentucky, mm-hmm. Auburn was very, very much a team that he was high on. And it's closer to home. Has a great relationship with Bruce Pearl. I'm starting to think that Auburn will emerge as the favorite here, Tennessee being mentioned as well. But I just haven't heard as much Gonzaga as I expected to. But they have, 24/7 has, Walker Kessler. They're projecting Walker Kessler and Chet Holmgren to Gonzaga. Number two on this list, Mr. Weintraub, we don't have to go very deep. The Michigan Wolverines, from a number, six or seven in the Big Ten heading into this year to number two in the country, projected by 24/7 Sports heading into next year. They look at the upcoming class or the incoming class, you know, and they are projecting the return of Eli Brooks and Sean D. Brown, Mr. Weintraub. And let me tell you something. Folks, 24/7 Sports paying attention, because I'm told that both of those neither of those guys is a foregone conclusion as far as their departures. That there's legit chance that they could return, that both of those guys could return. That to me, if that happens, Ira, yeah, I'm with this. I don't think that this is, oh my, please don't, you know, don't put that kind of pressure. Don't hang them with that, with those kinds of expectations. Yes, expect number two in the country caliber team if Eli Brooks and Sean D. Brown return. I don't know what you think, but I'm definitely there if that were to happen.
I have a really hard time, Sam, with these way too early lists. A lot of it is, you know, reputation for coaches, or maybe it's not. I'm not sure, because if you start looking at these lists as the transfer portal movement start to take shape and people update their lists, yeah, I've seen Michigan in the top 10, really top three of pretty much every list except for, I think, ESPN's. They had them outside the top 10. But most people have a lot of Big Ten teams remaining in the top 10, and some of them I understand. But how do you move, say, Maryland into the top 10 just because they got two kids coming in from the transfer portal? So these lists are way too early for me. I only like to see – I kind of check this to see, reminding me, you know, who's coming back and who's leaving. But this stuff is way too early. But I do agree that if Michigan does bring Eli and Shondi both back, along with the entire freshman class that's coming in, then, yeah, Michigan's going to be a top five team all 2021-2022 season. You know, where they actually start, that remains to be seen. It's way too early. We still have a lot of things that need to play out. And as I said, I mean, there are teams that I see on these rankings that I look at and I laugh, that there's no way they'll be ranked. So I don't understand why, where it even comes from. But it's, you know, it's a fun exercise. Every media outlet tells their people as soon as the Final Four is over, submit a list. So they're going to start updating these as major movements happen. So I'm curious how fluid this is. I'm curious what it'll look like in a couple months from now. But in the end, those two guys come back, Michigan will be a top five team all season long next year. And they'll be the preseason favorite in the Big Ten.
And 24/7 has Maryland at number 22. So I think that is probably more.
That's a lot more realistic than the top 10. I've seen them multiple places top 10, which just blows my mind, because maybe you are bringing in some extra talent, but coaching does matter too, Sam.
Yeah, they have, just to give you the Big Ten so we can get to a break and get to Phil Martelli. They have Michigan number two, Purdue number four. Then you go down to, I believe, Ohio State. Yeah, Ohio State's next at number 10 on this list. And then after that would be Illinois at number 20. There's a protest in Champaign right now. And then Maryland at number 20.
No. That's fine. That preseason number 20 for Illinois, that's like they hang a banner. That's like being number one, according to their math.
Right. So anyway, on the most recent edition of the Michigan Basketball Insider, we caught up with Phil Martelli. And, you know, anytime you get Phil on, you're going to get, it's a real treat. You get some terrific insight and candor. And when we interviewed him, it was fresh off the loss to UCLA. So you can still feel it, the emotion, the disappointment, but the optimism about the future as well. And sort of took us through the offseason process. So some terrific insight from Phil Martelli. We're going to bring that to you on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.